Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Suhaimi. All right, now your estimate for the first quarter 2017 GDP, what is it and what are the factors behind that call?
Morning, Hun. We think first quarter GDP growth to be released later today can easily hit 5%, if not above 5%, after the 4.5% growth in fourth quarter of last year. Basically, when we look at the supply side or output-based indicators like manufacturing production index, index of services, the value of construction work done, they indicate that there's faster growth in manufacturing services and construction activities in the first 3 months of this year. Agriculture sector rebounded strongly last quarter, taking cue from the recovery in palm oil output, while the mining sector also continued to expand despite the lower crude oil output as gas production increased. So what we had in the first 3 months of this year is actually a broad-based growth in terms of the sector's contribution to GDP.
Now, you mentioned the supply side, manufacturing production, you know, even agriculture and mining. But what about our external trade, though? Because we have seen double-digit growth to exports and imports for the first 3 months of 2017. So how much would that support overall GDP?
I think from the indication on the output-based indicators I mentioned earlier, it's very clear the robust double-digit growth in Malaysia's external trade so far in 2017 contributed positively to those sectors' growth, especially by raising output of the export-based and commodity-based manufacturing industries like electronics, like downstream oil and gas and palm oil. And I think the robust external trade activities in the first 3-4 months of this year also boosted trade-related services like trade financing, insurance, shipping, and logistics. So overall, I think the follow-through from the improvement in global economy and world trade affected positively the Malaysian economy in the first quarter.
Now, in keeping with that external theme, you know, now that geopolitical concerns out of Europe, those appear to have abated somewhat. You know, what are the other externalities that could present the biggest risk to Malaysia's economic growth?
There are three or four things that we are still closely looking at or monitoring. First and foremost, of course, looking at the global markets yesterday and overnight, the political turmoil and fallout in the U.S. facing President Trump from the sacking of the FBI director ultimately raised concern over the delivery of his election promises and pledges on economic policy, especially on the $1 trillion infrastructure investment and tax reforms that centered around tax cuts and reliefs to boost consumer spending and business spending, given its target to speed up U.S. growth to around 3-4% from current level of around 2%. So there's a great deal of increased uncertainty on that now. We're also looking at the direction of global commodity prices, which is important in view of especially the recent volatility in crude oil price, for example, because this could affect our export performance via the commodity trade channel. Our eyes are also on China's growth, despite an encouraging trend in second half of last year and first quarter of this year in terms of China's GDP growth. This is in view of the intensification of policy measures to deleverage, and we are already seeing the impact in terms of slowing credit growth in China, which we believe will have an impact on China's growth going forward. Last but not least, of course, we are also looking at how the geopolitical tension in the Korean Peninsula is going to pan out.
Now, so certainly plenty of risks, you know, emanating from the external picture. So given that kind of, picture there, how much will domestic demand and its presumed resilience, how much will that go towards offsetting the kind of risks that we're seeing abroad?
Well, I think in a way, a good thing here is that domestic demand is slightly above 90% of our GDP. So it remains the key growth engine. And encouragingly, when we look at indicators like retail sales index, imports of capital goods, and government budget spending, it points to robust, or at least it points to sustained consumer spending growth momentum. That's number one. Number two, it does point to pick up in investment growth this year after the low single-digit rise in second half of last year. And we're also seeing signs of government consumption spending, which fall last year, stabilizing this year. So I think the diversified economic structure base of the economy will provide some buffers against lingering risk on the external front.
So given the official 4.3 to 4.8% GDP range for 2017, and also considering, you know, your rather bullish outlook for first quarter print, you know, is your bias towards the high or low side of that 4.3 to 4.8% range?
I think, as I mentioned earlier, if first quarter growth we want to come in line with our thoughts of 5% or even slightly higher than that, I would say the upper end of the official GDP growth forecast is easily achievable and even potentially can be exceeded for the whole of 2017.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right.
What is this? This looks good.
Wow.
That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.